Senior Story, Determined to Win. Chapter 4, Ready, Set, Go. Tracy was determined to beat her dad at the swimming game, stroke switch. She knew it might take a while, but she thought, even if I can't beat my dad, I'll be super strong and super fast by the time I get to middle school. Though Dave was a gold medal sailor and definitely considered a good swimmer, he spent far more time sailing than swimming. He was stunned at the amount of energy required to stay ahead of his daughter. He had placed 3 poles in the sand on the shoreline that could be seen while swimming between the docks, so they knew when it was time to switch strokes. They started off with the easiest stroke, freestyle, which Dave easily won. Tracy picked the backstroke next. So at halfway, they each flipped over, and although Dave still won, he was already feeling the fatigue in his arms.
"Should we take a rest?" he asked.
"No," Tracy spouted out. "Let's add the butterfly now."
"Butterfly? That's the hardest stroke there is."
"I know. That's why I love it," said Tracy. "If you can be good at the butterfly, you can be good at any stroke."
"All right," Dad replied. "Freestyle, backstroke, then butterfly. You call go."
"Ready, set, go!"
They both dove in, hitting the water at the same time. Dad took off and easily made it to the first pole ahead of Tracy, then flipped to his back. Tracy, after flipping, took off, skimming across the water like a hovercraft. She was at her dad's heels when he switched to the butterfly. Though still strong as an ox, he found out very quickly that the flexibility in his shoulders was not even close to what it used to be. Tracy quickly gained on him. Young and having a superb range of motion, along with very developed shoulder muscles, she was now head to head with her dad. Dave forced his arms to pump beyond the immense fatigue he felt and pulled ahead to reach the dock about 2 body lengths in front of Tracy. Winded and gasping for breath, Dave looked at his daughter in amazement.
"Tracy, by the time you reach middle school, no one in the whole state of Florida will be able to beat you in the butterfly."
Dave couldn't wait to jump in the whirlpool back at the sailing center. He ached all over.
"Can we go again tomorrow, Dad?" asked Tracy.
"We'll see," he sighed.
Curious, he asked, "Tracy, what were you thinking about when you were racing?"
"I'm a mackerel, and sharks are right behind me, trying to bite my tail. The finish line is the cave I live in, and sharks can't squeeze in, so I keep looking at the cave and nothing else."
"Ah, so that's the secret."
But Dave wasn't talking about swimming secrets.